USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer expectations for inflation are setting a new record. The New York Fed Reserve says the inflation outlook rose to 6.8% in June for its highest rate on record. Meanwhile, household spending expectations for the year ahead pull back slightly from last month's all-time high. The New York Fed survey comes out just ahead of the latest inflation reading. The top Senate Republican is praising the Supreme Court's recent ruling overturning Roe v. Wade.
This is the kind of judiciary that the rule of law requires, that our system of government demands, that a diverse society needs.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Kentucky's Mitch McConnell also called it a landmark decision that corrects one of the most egregious moral mistakes in U.S. history. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Several parts of the United States are dealing with record-breaking heat due to a heat dome. At least 10 records were broken across the southwest and central United States over the weekend. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, temperatures hit 105 degrees, surpassing a record that was over 20 years old. Firefighters in California are tackling a wildfire at a national park.
A wildfire in Yosemite National Park that's threatening some of the world's oldest giant sequoia trees has triggered evacuation orders after growing fivefold over the weekend. The Washburn Fire started last Thursday and has burned at least 2,044 acres by Sunday evening. Nancy Philippe, a Yosemite Fire Information spokesperson, Sunday.
It looks pretty scary, and we're going full force on our suppression tactics.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At the closing bell, the Dow losing 164 points to close at 31,173. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
President Joe Biden wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post that defends his upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia after critics accused him of ignoring the country's history of human rights violations. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls explains why he disagrees with the president's op-ed.
He'll be hat in hand begging the Saudis to produce more oil because he refuses to here in the United States. What I'd hope he'd also be discussing is Saudi Arabia's growing relationship with China.
The president encouraged people to continue protesting and called on Congress to legalize abortion access while biking in Delaware on Sunday. Appearing on Fox and Friends First, South Carolina Republican Congressman Nancy Mace explains why she believes this rhetoric will hurt Democrats in upcoming elections.
We've got to be factual here. It was Democrats when Joe Biden was vice president and Obama was president. They had an opportunity with a supermajority. They had the House. They had the Senate. They could have codified and made into law Roe, but they decided not to, and they used it as a juggernaut to fundraise for the last several years.
A new poll says 53% of Americans are ready to send their representatives back to Washington following this year's election. The new Gallup survey is slightly higher than 4 years ago and the same last time a midterm election was held. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.